Lawmakers are starting over.
As another road funding plan collapses in Lansing.
Another one bites the dust.
I'm Rick Pluta.
I'm Zoe Clark.
And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust.
This is It's Just Politics.
The latest effort to come up with more than $1 billion for roads has pitted Republicans against Republicans.
Indeed. The GOP has a 63-46 advantage over Democrats in the state House and a whopping 27-11 margin in the state Senate.
Big numbers, and that led to the idea that GOP leaders could develop a Republican-only solution without ever having to deal with Democrats.
Mm-hmm. But when Republican leaders went shopping new taxes and new fees to the Republican rank and file, they got a big old chorus of
Now, it ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for.
So in order to get Republican votes, they had to start moving that revenue number down, which means the number for cutting other parts of the budget would go up.
So for a while, there was this idea that maybe half would be budget cuts, another half from new revenue. So $600 million on each side of the ledger.
And that killed it.
Because everyone hated it.
Right. Universities, community colleges, local governments, among others, all said the cuts that would be required are unacceptable and lobbied fiercely to kill it.
While still a critical mass of Republicans said they're not going to go along with a tax hike.
And so as that number on the budget cutting side grew bigger, Governor Snyder's team upped the stakes on the revenue side. They threw in the need for money for Medicaid.
Because?
Because, well, the legislature was actually steering the budget toward a new set of crises.
Right. So the general fund is the legislature's discretionary checkbook. So the governor sending a little message, possibly.
Right. That there's a lot of stuff you're messing with. Serious stuff. By moving money from the checking account to a dedicated fund for roads.
And not just the Medicaid shortfall, but remember, for example, when all those business tax credits were suddenly cashed in.
Welcome to Deficit City.
Yep.
That's just one example. You know, look, there could be big legal judgments, natural or environmental disasters, all sorts of unanticipated expenses that can play havoc with your budget.
So the Snyder administration again sending a message, hey, don't rob yourself or us of the flexibility to deal with these sorts of things into the future.
Right. Trying to induct some long-term thinking into these discussions. But long-term thinking can certainly make it harder, a lot harder, to strike a deal in the here and now.
Right here, right now. There is no other place I want to be.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.